we've made the move to on three. So have Greg Biggins and Brandon Huffman over here. It kind of feels like I'm joining the peak Golden State Warriors dream team here. Who wants to lead off here, Greg?
Huff, why don't you go ahead and lead off? I will say it's great to have you. Great to have both of you. I know one of my first phone calls was to you after I joined over here. And obviously, Huff's a longtime friend. So not much recruiting there, but really glad to be with both of you guys again. Good times.
If we're going to go with the Golden State Warriors, he's Steph Curry, so he's been here longer. I just joined. I came here as a free agent.
Are you Draymond Green?
I can shoot a little bit more than Draymond Green. I'll give myself more clay. Okay, you got to have your step, but you need some clay. But no, I'm glad you came over. You and I coming over the same day after many years together over at 24/7 Sports, and very excited about the future, very excited about the vision of On3 and with Rivals back involved. And I think that, this is going to be a great next 10, 15, 20 years.
It really is a great era to come into. And, the landscape has changed a whole lot, Greg. How has your job changed with this NIL transfer portal era?
I mean, it's made it a lot more difficult to make predictions on players, right? Because basically it comes down to many times, not all the time, but many times, who's going to offer the biggest package for a player. So at 10 a.m., this school could be leading. By 11 a.m., it could be another school. They kind of up their bid. And so it used to be, a little easier to figure out who was going where. It was about relationships with the coaches. It was about location. It was about early playing time. Now it's kind of like, hey, who's going to pay me the most? So from that standpoint, trying to figure out who's going where, way, way different than it was 5 years ago even.
Brandon, what is your thoughts on Colorado's recruiting strategy? It's obviously been more portal-based recently, but it's starting to get a little bit more high school-based. We've seen some more visits, but we know as long as Deion Sanders is a head coach in Boulder, they're probably going to be more portal-based.
Yeah, and I think that, obviously we saw what Kirk Zanetti did at Indiana in year two and in year one. He went heavy in the portal, and I think that you're seeing that a quick way to remedy your problems with the program is to go by the portal. But at the same time, the lifeblood continuously is going to be high school recruiting, and I think you're seeing a little bit more of a renewed emphasis, not huge yet by Colorado, but certainly far more than where they were when Deion Sanders first got there. Obviously, Brendan Marion is a guy that when he got to Sacramento State, they offered pretty much everybody with a pulse, and he knew they weren't going to get the majority of those guys. He knew that they weren't going to get hardly any of those guys. But he at least wanted Sacramento State to be on the forefront of those guys' minds. So now he gets to Colorado. You're seeing a few more high school offers. But what I think I've been the most impressed with is, we were talking earlier off air about Loveland High School having the last in-state kid that they signed. Then down the stretch last year, they get the offensive lineman that his name's escaped me, but I remember when I was out in Boulder, you were down to go see him play. Josiah Amano, there you go, who was committed, I think, to San Jose State, and then Colorado got him. And now you're seeing the offers go out to Troy Milo. You're seeing them offer Jackson Roper. More impressively, they're offering Titus Hewitt, a 2028 quarterback in-state. Obviously, some great family ties there with who he's related to, but more importantly, that they're offering an underclassman in the state of Colorado at a quarterback position, at a key position. And so slowly but surely, you're starting to see a little bit more, not a huge emphasis, but a little bit more, understanding that you do need to recruit high schools. And I think that that's still the way to continue to build, a consistent program.
Greg, the first time we met was when you were helping Nike conduct a camp out in Boulder way back in the day. We're talking, I think it was pre Dan Hawkins. Maybe was it Rick Neuhausen? Okay. So you've been around this game for a long period of time. What are your memories of Colorado and Boulder in general?
So I'm not just saying because I'm talking to you. I'm a fan of Colorado, Boulder. I almost went to school actually at University of Colorado. Out-of-state fees were a little bit too high at that time, but love the football
Same
program.
Same here. Same here.
Yeah. I ended up going. I went to, as we call it out west, Harvard of the West Coast, which is Cal State Fullerton, the top school academically out west. I am a fan for way back, 88, 89. I had a good friend of mine who kind of got me into Colorado football, Bill McCartney, talking Darren Hagan, Eric Bieniemy, Canavis McGee, Westbrook, all the great players I had back in the day. I love the uniforms. I love the Buffalo. I love their style of play, tough, physical, and just been watching them throughout the years. It was kind of like the one out of state you know, I wouldn't say out of the West region. We kind of still kind of claim it a little bit as our region since we cover the West, but more of a Midlands. I've always kind of claimed them as one of my favorite teams to watch. And so obviously I was a big fan of Bill McCartney as a person, the Promise Keeper, the whole deal. So love the program, love kind of what it stands for. Always root for them. Hopefully they do well. I am rooting for Dion in the program to kind of turn it around a little bit, but great history and tradition. I don't think people understand. Look at all the play. I just named a few, but you can go even further back, and you know, just so much tradition there at all positions. And everyone knows about Travis Hunter, you know, an elite two-way guy and one of my all-time favorite athletes. Forget the football player, just love him as a person. And me and Huff have seen him in multiple settings, whether it be, you know, 7-on, whether it be Under Armour game, whether it be Polynesian Bowl. Never seen him turn down a photograph from a kid. Never seen him turn down an autograph. When we talked about the Polynesian Bowl, he had just did the kind of much celebrated, talked about flip to Jackson State. I said, hey, man, I'm sorry. I got to ask the same dog. He interrupts me, goes, dude, ask whatever you want to do. I'll answer every question with a smile, extremely thoughtful. Great kid. And so, yeah, Colorado, I would love to see them make a kind of return to glory in the next couple of years if possible.
Awesome. And Brandon, you're now down in Arizona. Are there some prospects down there to keep an eye on for Colorado going forward?
Yeah, you know, no question. I think that's one of the things that you saw is that Travis Hunter really made Colorado cool again. Obviously, Travis Shadur Prime being there, but you're starting to see these kids that they were kind of coveting Colorado offers. They wanted to be recruited by Colorado. They want to get out there. Now that it's a Big 12 school again, ASU, U of A are both in that Big 12. You're starting to see like, hey, Colorado's really a school. You know, we were talking about, Greg and I were talking about this earlier, that Kansas State's always been one of those kind of schools. Like, why does Kansas State recruit Colorado and Arizona? Well, now Colorado can do that in Arizona. You see them doing it in California. And, you know, like Greg said, I mean, when you talk about those teams that were from the early 90s that were, you know, really were what we think of when we think great Colorado football, they were building their program off those kids in Southern California. Now those kids in Arizona. And Arizona kids have shown that their ability to move east is a lot more likely than their ability to go west. And so I think that gives Colorado an opportunity, especially being in the Big 12 with U of A and ASU. It's not too far, but it's also not too close to home, where there's going to be the interest there. And I think that, you know, one of the things that I've really seen with what Colorado has done these last couple of years is, obviously, besides making Colorado cool again, it's they've made it such a place where that these kids that maybe are looking to the traditional blue bloods that they've grown up watching, now they're bringing back that glory to Colorado and that understanding that, like, hey, you can go there. You can go win a Heisman Trophy. You can go be a highly touted draft pick. You can go get developed there. And there's that opportunity. And so I think that the timing is right. The way that Colorado really rode the social media wave with Deion Sanders getting there, that they were on the forefront of so many kids. And I think that that lingers. You know, kids our age, you know, or guys our age, we remember when Colorado was great in the 90s. But then there's many years where it was dark. Well, now those 2-3 year resurgence has gotten Colorado back into discussion. So I think there's going to be quite a few guys in Arizona in the 2027 class and in subsequent classes in 2028 that the Buffs are certainly going to be a factor for. But I don't think it's just isolated to Arizona. I think you're going to see it again continue in California. And more importantly, and I think this is what Buff fans want to know, can they ever make the state of Colorado a important state for them to recruit again? And again, slowly but surely, you're starting to see that. And I think that the Colorado brand is back to where it was back when us old heads were growing up.
All right. Well, it's not just Brandon Hoffman and Greg Biggins that are on three. We got basically a dream team here, right?
Yeah, no doubt. I mean, out west, obviously, Adam Gorney's out there. I think Steve Wilfong's probably the best national newsbreaker there is. If not Steve, it's probably Chad Simmons, who's also a part of this team. Alan True in the Midwest, very well connected. Sam Spiegelman, I hope I'm not forgetting someone. I'm rattled off so many names.
Hayes Fawcett is breaking news
obviously,
all the time.
Obviously, he's breaking everything and doing a great job with that. And so, like I said, when I talk to you guys, you know, there's just a different energy and a great vibe right now with Rivals and on three. And so, I'm stoked to have you guys both on. But no, it's a great team. You do not want to be anywhere else than right here, right now.
I agree. Brandon, thank you, sir.
I'm good to be back.
Greg?
Absolutely.
We're going to be here on three for a long time. Appreciate you.